Where are we? Wayne Gretzky, you had issues with Tara being a skater. Wayne Gretzky is also sort of known as some child prodigy, basically. At the age of 6, he was playing against 10-year-olds, so that's like a big jump when you're that size.
Especially a violent, fucking aggressive sport like this. Yeah, that's mad.
Yeah, ice hockey. 6 years old. What were you doing at 6? I don't need specifics, but was it like fucking making macaroni pictures and shit?
Yeah, I would imagine at 6 I was doing nothing of any great merit. I was probably not long wiping my own arse, truth be told. So I certainly wasn't playing ice hockey with 10-year-olds.
Yeah, so like one season when he was 10. Is hockey, is that the one, I don't know, I get mixed up with baseball, where they play like 90 games over 90 days? I think that might be baseball.
It could be any of them. The basketball players play a fucking ridiculous amount of games. They play like fucking 4 games a week and stuff, so...
Ice hockey surely can't be the same because of the physical contact and stuff like that. You can't be doing that 3-4 times a week, I don't think. But anyway, in one season, he scored 379 goals and got 139 assists. That's fucking loads.
Yeah, I'd imagine. That's pretty good. Yeah.
No matter how long your season is, that's fucking tons, man. So he was obviously pretty gifted at that.
Yeah.
Into ice hockey?
Not really, mate.
Gretzky's the only ice hockeyer that I know.
Yeah, like I say, when I was doing ice hockey, when I was ice skating, I used hockey skates, but I never ever played ice hockey, never once. I played some street hockey with rollerblades back in the day. I used to have rollerblades, and a bunch of us used to play street hockey, which was quite good. But no, the ice hockey and people flying each other with fucking jaggy things on their feet was never really that appealing to me. I knew how it would have went. I wouldn't have enjoyed it. I wouldn't have been very good at it. And it would probably put me off skating, so nah, I never ever bothered with it.
Yeah, the whole outdoor hockey thing on the fucking rollerblades, I was never really into it, but there was, like, the street round the corner from me had a block off at the end, so, like, it was used for that because a lot, obviously, cars didn't drive through it. One of my friends ended up arguing with a boy, and because the other boy had a hockey stick, he just used it as a weapon, absolutely... battered him about the head, man. Yeah. Like, he's fucked. He really was.
It's kind of like that old sort of joke, or that old Glasgow thing, that Glasgow sells something like 50,000 baseball bats every year, and only 2 baseballs. And it's probably...
Kevin Bridges done that, I think. Yeah.
Probably, it's probably the same with ice hockey sticks, or hockey sticks and pucks. There are people that have got a baseball bat under their bed. It's fucking mental. But it's... one of those ones.
See, this boy Craig that got a bit of a pasting off of another boy, he had a baseball bat.
What, with him or
metal? Just
under his bed?
In his house. Yeah. He was like 14 and he had a baseball bat, yeah. Yeah, I never played baseball. No, in fact, that's a fucking lie. Bellhouston Park is the big park next to us, and we were over there being scallywags as youngsters, maybe about 14, 15, and we seen these guys dressed up as baseball players, basically.
Right.
Like, who the fuck are these guys? Turns out that Glasgow at least used to have a baseball team.
Okay.
And they used to practice in Bellhouston Park. And we went over, and can you imagine this clusterfuck? We're about 14, and we go over to them training and persuade them to basically play rounders with us for about an hour and a half. So, yeah, we took a bite out of the Glasgow... I don't know, we'll call them the Glasgow fucking batters. We took a big chunk out of their night. I remember them being quite friendly, I suppose, like just sort of, all right, okay, it's just kids, we'll play a bit of rounders with them. But yeah, Glasgow had a baseball team.
Wow, I've never known that before. I still think it was amazing that we had an American football team, but baseball's a whole other level.
Did you ever go to the Claymores when you were younger? Nah, did you ever get dragged along by accident?
No chance. Just wasn't interested in rugby either. I remember I went to rugby trials when I was at school, and we went to Giftock North to their rugby trials, and loads of us went. They were big, massive trials, and they did a few drills and stuff like that, and very quickly they basically picked maybe 10 or 12 people and put them to one side and got them doing proper stuff, and me and all the other fucking rejects were just left doing nothing, hating it. So I got rejected from rugby at the first ever trying to play it, and I've never ever really watched it or enjoyed it since. Ruined it for me, fucking wankers.
Yeah, I played rugby for a little bit when I was younger because I was massive. I was bigger than everybody else. But again, it was at Carthar. Carthar is a local club. Went there and played for about, probably about 6 months or something. And I was a prop. Not that big fucking ruckus thing that they do and they throw the ball in. I was a front row.
Oh, Jesus.
So I was like the guy at the front of that.
When we went to the trials, we were still very young, Jack. Like, I reckon we were like primary seven or just first year at school or something like that.
I was only about 12 or 13 when I went as well. Yeah.
And they very much just picked out the ones that have got talent and fucked the rest of us. And I do think that as an age group, we were probably still a little bit too young to be treated like that. Because they did very much just make you feel like a fucking useless bastard. And for the next like 2 hours of the session, waiting for your mum and dad to come and pick you up. I remember thinking I'm shite at this and they know it sort of thing. But yeah, that's rugby people, bastards.